The Fox.
Hilariously Melbourne.
Phoebe, Feb and Nick.
Phoebe, Feb and Nick for Burbank Homes. Receive up to $93,500 worth of upgrades for your new home with their free to choose promotion. TNC Supply. Phoebe, Feb and
Nick. This is so exciting every time this girl comes in the studio.
Hi, have you been well?
I was going to keep singing. Sorry.
Amy Shark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back.
So good to see you. And you did just walk in to the off-air studio and thought you walked into a childcare centre.
It was awesome.
It was so cute. And the girl, Daisy, was showing you her magic wand. And I was only thinking the last time you would have seen Daisy was when you gave her a little shark suit when she was a brand new baby.
Oh, my God, she's so big now.
I know. A lot happens in 3 years.
And you look amazing, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're on a date later or something.
Like, hey, guys. We're over here as well.
Hey, guys.
Yeah,
they look handsome as
G'day,
usual.
Amy. Hey. We're here.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a one-on-one or?
Guys, come on.
Free to talk to Amy too.
She looks all nice and fresh and you've got your leather jacket on. And yeah, I love
you. You were coming in this morning. She's got a new motorbike.
Hey, the Fonz.
And we're loving, only want to be with you, smashing it out on the Fox, having great new music from you, Ames.
Thanks,
is always great. And
it's
you've
a fun
got,
one.
I know, but you've got so much happening at the moment. We're playing your music. We know you're filming at the moment,
Australian Idol.
This is exciting, new role.
I know. It's crazy, right?
Like, it is.
I've had a few moments sitting at the desk and, like, say the team will leave and go and get lunch and I'll sit there and I'll just look at the big Australian Idol sign and I have these moments where I'm like, how the hell did I get here?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I just released a song yesterday and I just feel like it's just gone so quick. And I've had some, like, proud moments, I guess. I just feel like, nice. I've worked hard and this is crazy. Like, you know. Thanks.
Have there been any contestants yet that have just really stuck out? Not in a positive way.
Like,
don't tell us who's going to win. I want a proper stink it up story.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't know what's going to make the edit, but one girl was so off that we didn't put her through that she started singing to us in French and death staring us, and we realized it was some like death song. So I don't know. I don't know how many years I have left to live after that. So we'll see.
Cursed.
Yeah, she stuck on me, man. I stared her down and she broke me. Like, yeah, I'm scarred for life. So anyway, it's been great. There's some great, great talent, but yeah, I think the toughest thing for me was to say, you know, you're not ready or you know, your voice isn't there yet. And, you know, cause I got so many knockbacks, thousands of them. So I've been trying to be the nurturing one, being like, this is just one
sort of
crappy day and you just have to move from this, and it'll be a fun story to tell when you do make it.
Yes.
Mate, you're sitting there next to some superstars and, you know, what, 8 years ago you were singing in front of 10 people at Dapto watching the races.
Pretty much,
and
yeah.
You're sitting in the Australian Idol judge. What are the two lads like? I heard they're not getting along. Are they mates or what? What's going on with Kyle?
Minimal chit-chat with the guys. But, you know, Megan and I are in the middle. So
yeah.
Harry's been great. He actually will shock the country with his feedback and how he delivers it. And he's shocked me. He's an incredible guy. But, he gives
alpha?
Kyle a run for his money, really, with, like, being quite honest and brutal towards people who aren't up to scratch. Megan is a ball of fun. She's super funny. And, we're naturally just good friends now. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is honest. Harry Connick Jr., anytime I've seen him, he just gets better. And
you said he looks hot.
Yeah, you said he looks hot.
We saw you on the TV the other day and she's going, my God.
Well, it was funny. I started calling him H Daddy.
And
I think I had to pull that back.
But it's exciting when we see finally what you're recording at the moment on the telly. We can't wait.
Yes.
And do you know what my favourite moments of the last few years was? When it was your birthday and we had you in here and surprising you with one of your all-time favourites, David Duchovny, that live interview we did with you. And then the other day when we knew you were coming in today and we went, well, not only is Amy coming in, we've got Hanson coming in. Speaking of other 90s icons that maybe Amy would like to meet and hang out with. And it's exciting. We've been plugging this all morning, but the boys are in an hour and you are going to perform a song with them. Amy Shark and Hanson.
I mean, honestly, this was very last minute and I'm so excited. Like, because naturally, I loved guys with long hair all my life, yeah. From Hanson to Daniel Johns. Yeah. So I'm really, really pumped.
I know. We can't wait to hear
I'm
it.
A little nervous, but.
Don't be nervous. You'll nail it.
Amy Shark.
Hey, Ari's next week. You're not going? You're going to hang out with Nan?
Yeah. It's a bit of a tricky time at the moment. So I'm going to, spend a month with Nan and sort of, make sure she's good.
She's your biggest supporter, isn't she?
Yeah, she is, actually. She is. She's 96 this year.
What a weapon.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to hang out and have a cup of tea and have a bit of apple pie, and she won't know what's playing on the TV, but she'll see me and be like, oh, wow, can you be there? And you're here.
Apple pie and tea.
Yeah, she's very British, so yeah.
I love that. Does she, because I remember when my granny was alive.
Was she 102?
She made to 103.
103?
What? And she was amazing. And it was when I started doing TV and appearing. And I remember people would come up and say, oh, I saw your granddaughter. And it just blows her mind. Is it the same for your name?
Oh, yeah. She still just can't understand it, but she's so freaking proud. Like she just is so proud. She can't stop saying that. So yeah, it's really cool. We'll see how we go at the Arias.
We know you'll do well. We're so proud of you. The journey you've been on, and we loved you from the very beginning.
I know you guys really have supported me. Did. I'm really grateful.
We are got an hour away from hearing Amy perform Mbop with Hanson, but right now let's play your brand new single. Only Want to Be with You, Amy Shark. Live on the radio, and here is her new hit, which we are loving.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Amy Shark. Stick around, though. That performance with Hanson coming up.
101.9 The Fox.
Hanson are in the studio. Woo! Taylor, Zach, Isaac, thanks for joining us, guys.
Yeah. Glad to join.
Thanks for having us.
And tell you, when you boys hit this town, and it's been a few years since we've seen you, Melbourne, it's like it comes alive. People are like buzzing. Hanson's here. There are people sleeping in tents outside the Forum to see you tonight. And I just want to say this. If you don't want to miss Hanson, we were about to see you perform live, but tickets at tickertech.com.au, get them now. There will be no tickets left. You must get them because we can see the people queuing out the front.
We should have a sports partnership with like a sporting goods store, all those tents.
Rise
Tent
City.
Rise Tent City.
Sponsored by.
We should have some merch stalls out the front. That's a great idea. We should do
some. Thermoses, overnight bags. But it's, amazing.
Yeah, it's so good. And to have you back, because we've gone through the few years of lockdown. That's last time we saw you was just before we went into the longest lockdown. How did you go with lockdown? Did you have, because you had a bit of it
everybody
over there.
Did. Yeah, I mean, I think everybody went through a version of it. I mean, you guys, I think, especially long in this country. So, kudos for coming to the other side.
thank you.
We're all like, yes. Mostly, it just feels like everybody's so excited to be together. I mean, we've literally been all over the world this year. We started in Europe in June. We've been in Latin America, all over the U.S. Yeah. And there's just a feeling of people just, I think, appreciate being able to play shows more than ever. And for us, we just try to be creative during it. I mean,
we made a couple releasing albums. Like 35 songs in the course of that period.
We made.
What do you want to do today? Let's write another song.
Because we do fan club. We do stuff for our fan club every year, and so we released fan club music every year and during lockdown, as well as two records. We released a record called Against the World, one song at a time, last year in 2021, and then this record, Red, Green, Blue. 6 months ago?
Yeah, so we tried to be creative. We tried to stay busy.
Yeah.
Which is
great. Our wives were like, you're staying around here too much.
literally, you're not kidding. Like my wife was like, three months into me being home, because, we're normally like hopping in and out. It's like, every few weeks you got something to do. And so 3 months in, she goes, you need a place to do some things.
How is it that as a man you get a room in your house?
Exactly.
As your house, married guy.
He's in the back of his detached garage. He's like, you need somewhere to be that's not my house.
Exactly, yeah. But then my favorite one was too, we were sitting out there having a good quality time moment, and then she looks at me and she goes, wow. So you're like this all the time?
They've been married for 16 years.
Wow. And she's just now realizing it's not just a phase. I'm like this all the time.
Yeah, so I thought lockdown I was going to turn into one of those. I'm going to learn French and make sourdough. When I turn more into Jack Nicholson in The Shining, my family's going to go, I'm having bad thoughts.
All I did was play COD and drink in lockdown. So as we were discussing off air, we've got a couple of gamers here that love playing video games. And I told them about my 115 days straight of playing COD.
I feel like I'm a slacker. I play quite a few video games. We have like 5 Xboxes in the house and about 7 Switches. And I'm just like, 115 days? What? What?
Yeah.
What? No, I probably put in 10.
Yeah. Well, you are slacking off now. Yeah. last time you were here, I was told not to bring this up, but I'm still waiting for my beer that you said you'll send me a slab. Ooh. And I'll put it down to lockdown. Maybe you couldn't get it in and the postie didn't bring it, but is it coming? Because that's why I've been at home playing COD.
I remembered that you would promise to come to the States and help us brew that beer. That's what I remember.
Yeah, I was too busy playing COD. Lockdown. Yeah, there we
go. Hey! And he doesn't let anything go. Anytime we play your music on the radio station, he brings that up. Well, I still owe me beer. Yeah.
I want to apologize because when a man promises another man beer, that's something.
That's a code.
We're confiding in each other something special, something other people don't understand.
Yeah. And where is it?
We broke that trust.
It does sound like something a barfly would say just by themselves in the bar to the bartender. Hanson owes me a slab.
Oh, don't worry. If I'm at a pub anywhere... In the rest of my life, and if a Hanson song comes on, someone goes, "Oh, Hanson," they still owe me a bloody slab. And that'll be the first thing I say. They're lovely guys, but they still owe me a slab.
Is a slab 24?
Yeah, 24. A case. Yeah.
When you said bloody slab, I thought you were talking about like a slasher film.
Like a stab.
What? Godfather, you're going to give me a bloody slab. You know?
I'll put a horse in your bed. Yeah.
It's so great to have you guys. Not only just back on the show, you're always such good fun. But to have you back in the country, and you can catch Hanson tonight at the Forum. There are people in tents at the moment out the front who cannot wait. Head to tickertech.com.au. For tickets, really get in fast because there's not many tickets left. And we've been waiting for this all day. Yes. Mm-hmm. This is so exciting because one of our biggest performing artists here in Australia, Amy Shark, we had her on an hour ago, and you and Amy are about to perform Mbop together. Yeah. This is live on the radio. Boys, thank you for coming in the studio. We'll let you head out there now. Amy's waiting. So this is how we've had people like callers all morning going, when is this happening? When is this happening? No one's got out of the car. There they are. The boys are there. Isaac, Zach, Taylor in position with Amy. Guys, is everybody ready to go?
Hi, we're Hanson.
Hi, I'm Amy Shark, the fourth member of Hanson today.
Yes. Hanson's brothers and sisters. It's the new group.
Living together, singing songs.
This is our collaboration version of the classic.
The classic.
From Hanson. It's called Bop.
Don't screw it up, Amy. Come on.
Yeah. tell me. You say I can, but you don't know. Can you tell me? Oh, I was going to fool, but you don't know. Can you tell me?
Well, for me it's easy.
You say I can, but you don't know. Can you tell me? Oh, I was going to fool, but you don't know. Can you tell me? You say I can, but you don't know. Oh yeah, bop, chip it up, bop, do it up, bop, chip it up, bop, yeah, yeah.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
You remember after lockdown, and I don't know whether you had this in your social circles, but people were moving, leaving Victoria. It was like they'd had enough of it. And the sea changes. A lot of people moved to Queensland. I had three people in my life, two girlfriends, one followed the other, moved up to Queensland, to Noosa, in fact. And they're up there now living in Noosa.
I got mates in Noosa.
Yeah.
Remember, went up last year and did a thing for their footy club?
That's right.
He's now coach of the footy club. There's about 10 of them. Families all moved up. Got little Barbie boats. They cruise around the rivers and...
Yes.
Yeah. And I love it up there.
Lots of people left. Now, I love this. There's a news story out this morning and I don't even know why it's news, but it makes me feel good. A Melbourne man, he did that. He moved up there and he's now coming back. He's the quote is, Noosa was boring.
Yeah.
I'm coming back to Melbourne. And I like to hear that because when everyone fled, I got that feeling of, okay, it's good up there. It's got good weather. But do you want to live in Queensland?
No.
I won't lie.
It's just a holiday,
it's
mate.
Pretty good, though.
It's good.
Like, I'll never leave Melbourne.
When it's rained
here.
Every morning this week.
Don't mind rain. Seeing the same people every day. It's like, come on, man.
See,
we've got to think, when you go on holiday, like holiday summer period would be gross.
Yeah.
You got fresh meat. How good is this? New people there. New people to talk to. But during the winter and stuff, it's just the same people. How you going, man? What are you doing today? We're going fishing.
Going outside. It's 26 and sunny.
So what? Go out in the rain. I love the rain. I love Melbourne.
Yeah, I love Melbourne too.
Sound like it.
No, I lived in Brisbane for a few months at the end of 2020. No, I was gone as soon as it all opened up again.
Always looking at the bomb. Oh, look how good Queensland is.
I just feel like of all this.
Righto, mate.
Man, I'm a pasty ranger. I don't like the sun.
I just feel of all the cities in Australia, we're the ones that have to defend ourselves the most. Like, because everyone knows Melbourne's the best.
Mate.
And I know, and people flock here and we know. But I feel like we're always defending ourselves. And Queenslanders go, weather.
But that, yeah,
slam dunk.
But yeah, but that's why Melbourne is the best city. Because Sydney will go, look how beautiful it is. And you're like... Yeah, that's the beach. The beach isn't the city. And Queensland will say, the weather. And you're like, that's not the city. That's how good Melbourne is, that it can be grey and overcast for 6 months.
There's still
stuff to do. It's still fun.
And we're going to have all those days in one day. Whatever, heroes.
Yeah, you're right.
They get a sunny day one day and that's all it is. We can have cyclones, rain, hail, and then it could be 25 degrees. You go, bang, one day.
It's very true. I love the way we're convincing ourselves that we are the best city. But 131060, let's open the phones. Do you think Queensland is overrated? You've lived there. Maybe you've lived there like this guy and you've just come home. You packed the bags.
Yeah. I got sent home, but I still loved it.
You could have. 131060, particularly now, you look at days like today and this week and you go, come on, Melbourne, could we just have a bit more of the sun? Is Queensland overrated? Let's talk. And if there's any Queenslanders that have moved to Victoria and do agree we are the best state and we have the best city, let's get a bit of argy-bargy happening, Queenslanders.
Yeah, and we can have the best because we are the best in Melbourne and we get to go on a holiday. We can go to Queensland and have what they have for 2 weeks because you had enough. You want to go away, or you can go to Bali, you can go to Phuket, Thailand, you can go anywhere. But in Queensland, they've got all the sunny weather. Where do you go for a holiday?
It's a good point.
We're going to go somewhere sunny. They already live there.
I've never asked a Queenslander. I've got family in Queensland.
Here for events and sport.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, they come where it's real.
Yeah. See, I just think we so often look up at the Sunshine State and go, they are living the dream. But are they? This is the question we're asking. How good is it, Queensland? Bridget in Chadston. Hey, Bridge.
Hi, how are you?
Bridge, well, firstly, you are right there with the largest shopping centre in the Southern Hemisphere, so I'd like to see Noosa try to rival that.
Yeah, I moved up in Queensland when it was locked down last year in August.
Yeah.
And I had to quarantine to get into there, but I was only there for 6 months because the whole time it was pretty much raining the whole time. And it's all the same. Like, it's not as big as you think. And I didn't plan it at all. I just left and quit my job and moved there.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's like very boring, as they said.
There you go, Bridget. That's what we want to hear.
What part of Queensland were you in, Bridget?
I was in the Gold Coast, but it's very small. You don't really go out of there because as soon as you get out of there, it's pretty much the bush. And in Melbourne, it's obviously like something happening in every suburb.
Something happening every day, yeah. Every hour.
It does close early there. A lot of stuff closes early.
Yeah.
Brisbane's a bit better, but the Goldie, putting chairs away in restaurants at 8 o'clock. Mm. You go, come on, I know the sun's going to get up over at 3
Brisbane.
O'clock.
Brisbane, oh, God, that's a horrible joint.
You had a rough time.
I had a great time when I was up there.
Yeah, that's true. Too much of a good time. Yeah. But had to sit in a room for a bit.
It just doesn't interest me, Brisbane.
Really?
I think
it's not quite a nice city.
Yeah. No, I'd actually prefer Adelaide City.
Really? Yeah.
The beautiful churches, the green.
No.
Like I just don't. And Adelaide's stinky.
Weird way to find out Fev's got CTE. We've discovered it today.
I just don't like Brisbane. I love the Gold Coast.
Brisbane over Adelaide is a big call.
Adelaide's a beautiful
city. Sorry, Adelaide over Brisbane.
Compared to Brisbane. Brisbane's, yeah.
I think Brisbane's a beautiful city.
What about the river there,
the walk along the river? It's beautiful paving. Yeah. And I've had
a big brown snake.
I've really enjoyed walking around that city.
And I love Noosa. Noosa's heaps better than Brisbane city. Gosh.
You've thrown Adelaide in the mix and it's really thrown me.
Because I always pot Adelaide.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm just comparing them, saying Adelaide's not a bad place compared to Brisbane.
just changed everything.
That's where it's at.
Cindy and Clyde. Hi, Cindy.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good, right. Cindy. I just want to keep arguing with Fev over that. But tell us about why you think Queensland's overrated.
Oh, look, wouldn't you just like a day or a week or a few months in a different state, you know, just to escape reality?
Yeah, of course.
You're right. Like it.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, so you're saying Queensland's better than Melbourne?
I think it is. Look, I've never lived there. The longest I've spent is like a month and a half. Good morning. In Queensland, but
good morning.
Look, anything to escape reality.
Where are you?
I just dropped the kids off at childcare. Gonna go enjoy the rest of my day, make myself a cuppa,
Cindy,
have a cigarette.
I think you belong in Queensland.
I think you enjoy Queensland, Cindy.
I think I might just board the plane now and come up there.
Oh, Cindy, I love you. But I agree with you, Cindy. I can't, when I'm on holiday in Queensland, I do go, how are we not doing this every day? Yeah. Like when you stay at a beachfront property and you walk out and it's balmy and you just think, what are we doing freezing in Melbourne? But I think that's the thing though, Cindy, fine for a few weeks or a month and then boredom kicks in and then you want the Melbourne nightlife, the culture, the cuisine. No, we're nailing it. Thanks, Cindy. Dave in Coowie Rup. Are you there, Dave?
Good day, Dave.
Now, you've tried to move up to Queensland?
Yeah, I moved up there about 5 or 6 years ago. Only lasted a month. I think it's definitely overrated.
where were you, Dave? Yeah,
I was in Ashmore, so in the Gold Coast.
Yep.
I just think it was definitely overrated. Before then, we went up there for holidays and stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is damn pretty good moving up here. Went up there for a month, started missing family, and I'm like, nah, it's too overrated, mate. Yeah, there's only so many times you go to theme parks, you know.
got the three park super pass for a year and was done after a month.
That actually sums up the whole debate. There's only so many times you can go to theme parks.
Yeah. 101.9 The Fox.
Hey, what about the big news yesterday? Trump, he said he had an announcement. We all guessed, Fev, you were very convinced he was going to be running for election again, wanting to be the next president of the United States.
2024?
Yes, he's back. Trump is back. Now, before, and you know what, it could very well happen. I remember the last time, I remember I was on the desk at the project at the time, and I remember we were talking about it on air going, there's no way Donald Trump, the host of Celebrity Apprentice USA, is going to be the United States president. And he was. So I actually think he will be again. I really do. I feel like that could happen. It's so we thought,
sad.
Yeah, do you think it will?
I think it probably will, but that's not good.
No, well,
He's a moron.
He will fire people. He'll fire up other countries. It won't bode well for world peace. Because we're going to relive some of his highlights. And what I've done, boys, haven't done this for a while. I've put together a little list.
Baby, he's got a list this morning.
Okay, in at number five of some of Donald Trump's classic moments when he was president last time round.
Surprised you brought it down to five.
I had to cull. There were so many.
Could have done that from the speech yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of prompting World War V or whatever it would be at this stage, remember when tensions were very high with North Korea and Kim Jong-un?
Mm.
Kim
Jong-un.
Always get it wrong. Right, I always get it.
Just call him Rocket Man.
He makes me nervous because I just think he's going to come and get me because I get his name wrong all the time. Kim Jong-un. Got it.
Jong.
Yeah?
Kim Jong-un.
Remember when he provoked him by calling him a little Rocket Man.
And we can't have madmen out there shooting rockets all over the place. And by the way, Rocket Man should have been handled a long time ago. Little Rocket Man. We're going to do it because we really have no choice.
Little. I like the way he backtracked. I'll throw in little. Yeah. I'll really insult him. Then there was that other press conference where you could actually see him make something up as he was going along.
Oh, yeah. He loves an off-the-cuff.
Off the cuff, he just came up with his own. Obviously, there's the Navy, there's the Army, and then he just thought, I'll make up a brand new Army for outer space.
Very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a Space Force as the sixth branch of the armed forces.
They made a spin-off TV show called Space Force.
With Steve Carell. Yeah. Netflix comedy series. Very funny. Yeah. I don't know what's happened to Donald's Space Force. There's no armed men and women up in space yet.
That's when you lose the job. I don't think he really cares about it anymore.
Then in at number three, there was that time when he tested positive for coronavirus, but he got all confused with his positives and negatives.
And I tested very positively in another sense. So this morning, I tested positively toward negative, right? So no, I tested perfectly this morning, meaning I tested negative.
Then in at number two, he went with a great urban myth that was getting around. I think people were just sculling disinfectant to try to get rid of coronavirus, and the president endorsed it.
And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me.
You didn't get the jab. Josiah, did you do that?
Yeah, I tried it. That's why I haven't had COVID.
Yeah. Injecting yourself with cleaning products. And in at number one.
But even though, sorry, just quick, he even describes what coronavirus does in a positive, tremendous job inside the lungs. Yeah. You know, that's why he had such a hard time with the negative. He just doesn't want to say anything bad.
No, and he's just got such an incredibly large ego. And there was that time when he convinced himself that he had invented the word fake.
The word, I think one of the greatest of all terms I've come up with is fake. I guess other people have used it perhaps over the years, but I've never noticed it.
He invented the word fake. Well, let's look forward to another round of, what are their presidential terms?
4 years.
4 years of Donald Trump in a couple of years.
1019, The Fox.
For the kids. For the kids.
We're doing it for the kids. And Melbourne, you last year got around the kids that were less fortunate. And it was phenomenal. It was to raise $250,000 to make sure no kid in Victoria or Melbourne went without a Christmas present. That just says so much about this city and the way we get around those in need. And 131060, we've said if you want to donate, it doesn't matter how little. We've been having so many kids ring up and donate their pocket money, just a couple of dollars here and there. But we also said businesses. We're really happy to give you free plugs on the radio, yeah, and that could cost you like hundreds of thousands of dollars, but we'll give you plugs for free just for a donation so that all the kids around Melbourne have Christmas presents this Christmas. And we've got Narelle in Sunbury. Hi, Narelle.
Hello.
Narelle, would you like to make a donation?
Yes, we would. We can donate $100.
Oh, so generous.
Cheers, Narelle.
Narelle, now tell us a bit about your business. This is your moment.
So we've only been in business about 4 months. We are a mobile dog grooming, servicing Sunbury and surrounds out to Greenvale and Mickleham, Tullamarine.
What's it called?
Groomalicious.
Beautiful.
Groomalicious. Love that. Mobile dog groomers. Do you know what? I've gone through so many times where I've needed dog groomers and looked up mobile dog groomers. So Groomalicious. If you need your dog groomed, you sound lovely, Narelle, looking after people's dogs.
Thank you. All the fur babies need a wash, so.
Fur babies do, and they need their nails clipped, and they need their eyelashes done.
And I'll be honest, I always thought fire trucks and police and ambos and big trucks got kids most excited, but my son loses his mind that dogs get cleaned in a trailer. So there's a bath in there. He loves it.
Well, Groomalicious, the mobile dog groomers, thank you so much. $100, Narelle, we really appreciate that. Cooper in Churnside Park. Cooper, you're 9.
Yeah, hello.
Hey,
yeah,
Cooper.
Cooper, you little legend. Would you like to donate to this great cause so all kids around Melbourne have got Christmas presents?
Yeah, I would like to donate $50.
Whoa. Oh, Cooper. Legend.
Cooper, that is so generous of you.
Pump
thank
up your
you
business.
Selling lemonade.
Mum or
the
dad
front
have a business?
Yeah, my dad's a plumber.
Oh, oh great. Well, do you know what his business is? What he's called?
DW Horn Plumbing.
There we go.
DW, was it Horn?
Yeah.
DW Horn Plumbing. Well done, little Coops. That's so generous. $50. And we've got Danny in Pasco Vale. Hi, Danny.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Great. Danny, would you like to donate to doing it for the kids?
We're definitely donating $500.
Wow.
On behalf of St. Derby Cafe. It's a cafe in Pasco Vale on Derby Street. So St. Derby, that's our plug. We're also going to do for the first 10 customers, we're going to give them a free copy card each. If they mention Fox FM, Christmas for Kids, it has 24 free small copies and they're valued up to $100 each one.
Wow.
So get those customers in there, the first 10 customers, our lovely Paula, Taylor and Trey will organise those cards for them.
Love that. So that's St. Derby Cafe in Pasco Vale.
It's a great spot.
Danny, there you go. You've got Nick Cody walking through the doors.
He loves anything for free, Danny, well done, so he will be there.
I'll be back on my pushy today, Danny. Look out.
The first 10 customers there at St. Derby in Pasco Vale. 24 free coffees. That's really good. And $500. So generous. Thank you, Danny. And St. Derby Cafe in Pasco Vale. It's as easy. That we should do this more often.
Thank you to everyone that got involved. That link on our website is fox.com.au. You'll see it pop up donation page if you have the spare change to get involved to help the kids this Christmas.
The Fox. Hilariously Melbourne. Phoebe, Bev and Nick. At Burbank Homes, you know what you're up for with no hidden surprises. Feel comfortable with fixed price contracts and price freeze periods. Building new? Search Burbank.